Tony from Over in Produce.
Okay.
I have a question for you real quick, though. My PA system button is broken. Do you know what the extension is?
To Produce?
No, for the PA system. My button is broken.
No, I don't.
All right. Can you transfer me over to electronics? I can have
them.
All right, thanks.
Electronics.
Hey, this is Tony from Produce. I have a question for you. My PA system button is broken. Do you happen to know what the extension number is?
Which one?
The extension number for the PA system. My button is broken.
Starting at the bottom right-hand corner, #96.
#96?
Yep, just right up the road.
All right, thank you very much.
No problem.
I know. It's okay. Quiet down. I know you love me. Oh, thank you. Oh, I feel so good. It's okay. Quiet down now.
I couldn't spell when I was a little kid. So my parents got all concerned. So they went down to the toy store. They bought me a little red box called Speak and Spell. You remember that? Speak and Spell? They shouldn't have called it Speak and Spell, but they should have called it Speak Like the Devil. Remember the voice?
Hey, I know you.
What was that?
Anything.
That thing was evil.
A-L-M-N.
That thing would wake me in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m.
Play with me. Get up. I want to spell right now.
I'm 8 years old, I spell great, I talk like a freak, I'm like, Mom, something is wrong.
Something is W-R-O-N-G wrong.
Hello out there, all you Under Fire Radio listeners. This is Under Fire Radio with your host, Shada. Oh, yes. Anywho, unfortunately, the whole co-host thing isn't working out right now. So, Berserk is busy, and so is anybody else, really. So, I'm going to do this by myself today. First of all, I want to talk about Asterisk yet again. First, let's hear. I'm trying to get FWB, or FWD, whatever it's called, Free World Dial-Up. For those of you that are out of country and such, that can't dial into my nice toll-free U.S. number, I'm currently working on getting Free World Dial-Up to work with it. It's kind of being a bitch. But if you have any experience with it and would like to help, go ahead and email me, Shada, S-C-H-E-D-A, at underfireradio.com, and we'll see what we can do. I had a couple hours of work on it the other day, but I eventually just gave up, and I emailed Not Theory about it. And he hasn't gotten back to me yet, but hopefully he will soon. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I was also working on getting IAXTEL, which is the InterAsterisk something or other exchange, I think it is, working, but yet again having problems with that even more so. Cause whenever I have the code in there for that, it won't let me connect to the server I normally use at all, which sucks, because you know then there is no asterisk box to use. Asterisk was down for like the last day because of that bullshit. But, you know, what are you going to do? So, anyway. I found some news that I thought was kind of funny. Let me go ahead and pull it up real quick. Well, not really funny, per se, but, I thought this was pretty cool. Or could pose some sort of duck dropping threat, IMO. So I know you've probably heard of the Google search, the personalized search or whatever. Well, Yahoo's got one as well that seems to be a little bit more personal, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway. So Yahoo's got theirs, and it as well, like Google's, stores all your searches, but people can subscribe to your searches. So let's say you were doing some, quote-unquote, Yahoo hacking or whatever, i.e. Google hacking with Yahoo. Let's say you're doing that, and you had a bunch of information on somebody, and somebody decided to subscribe to that. I could foresee this being a security threat in that aspect. I could also see it becoming a very good tool to use. Yahoo has a blog feature. From what I understand, it's kind of a crude one, but it works, you know. Excuse me. But I think that would be pretty cool. I'll try it out, and I'll give a review on it. I haven't tried Google's that yet. I haven't really found much of that, but Google apparently also launched a TV search service. I just saw this article in a link here, so I'm going to read it. I haven't read it yet. The service Google Video Beta searches closed caption information that comes with programs. It only searches U.S. channels or channel content currently. Results list programs with still images and text from the point where the search phrase was spoken. It should expand over time to include content from more channels, said a Google spokesperson. The first version of the service is part of Google's expanding efforts to be a ubiquitous search engine for people to find what they want on the web and beyond. We think TV is a big part of people's lives, said Jonathan Rosenberg, Google's vice president of product management. Ultimately, we'd like to have all TV programming indexed. Google Video has been indexing U.S.-based programs from PBS, the NBA, Fox News, and C-SPAN since December. But there were a few clues from Google about when more global broadcasters would be included. Over time, we plan to increase the number of television channels and video content available via Google Video, but don't have more product details to share with you today. If I watched TV, that would probably be pretty cool, but unfortunately I don't. So, sucks to be that way, I guess. I could see, unless they got some sort of copyright thing, I'm sure eventually there will be a battle between Google and Fox or whoever. Not that I really care, because as I said, I don't watch TV, but hey, you know, that's your thing. This could be a very good tool for you to use, I suppose. And I know I'm only 5 minutes into this, but I'm going to take a break real quick. Okay, well, now for all you Linux-y people out there, I'm going to do a website for the week, I suppose. If you go to linux-tip.net, linux-tip.net, there are all sorts of tips and tricks there. They are posted by different people. They've got things like wireless USB stuff, using wget, securing PHP, securing Apache, protecting content with htaccess, remote backup using SSH, tar, and cron, and all this other good stuff. It's got all sorts of neat little tips and tricks you can do, things to help, just all sorts of different stuff. It's great. I recommend going and seeing it, checking it out. I'll put the link. It's got a couple, I don't know. A bunch of tips and tricks on there, so go through them, check them out. It's a good website, in my opinion. And now I have a software review on a software program called JAlbum. Sadly, it's not open source, but that's okay. It is Java, so I know that might turn some of you off immediately, but too bad, I like it. and because it is Java, it is going to run pretty much anywhere that you can use Java 1.3 on. That's going to be Windows, Mac, OS X, Linux, Solaris, whatever, all sorts of different stuff. It's pretty much whatever operating system you're running under, you can use this, which is pretty cool. Some of the perks, it's pretty easy to use. You can pretty much just drag and drop, and that works. By the way, if you didn't get it, this is for photos and such. It's what I'm using for gallery.underfireradio.com. You can set it to upload to your FTP, or through your FTP, or you can just leave it on your computer, whatever you want to do. And you can use any browser, which is cool, I guess. And the appearance is very customizable. You can even make your own ones, but you're going to have to know a little bit of HTML in order to do that. You can put text and comments near stuff. The program itself has, I believe, 20-something, 21, 22 languages in it, maybe. And it supports, like, hierarchies. It's going to go through folders, and you can organize all sorts of stuff that way. But you don't have to use just pictures. You can use any files. You use videos, Perl scripts, whatever you want to do. It's pretty much a wizard, so it's fairly easy to go through. You've got a couple different tabs at the up at the top. You've got main, XP, edit, publish, and advanced. In main, you can choose like the image directory, the directory you want to put it out at, a couple different things, how many columns and rows and such. Under XP, it's got a couple other stupid things that really don't matter. Edit, you can just edit the photos pretty much. Publish, that's where you put your FTP server and da-da-da-da-da-da-da in there. And advanced is stuff I don't really understand, so I'm not going to go there. It's got EXIF, so it's going to support the camera mix, shutter speed, the aperture, and all that other fun stuff, you know. It's got all sorts of filters, and if you do know Java, you should be able to get around in their quote-unquote bean shell language. If you have any advanced functions that you want it to do, you can write it with that. So it can do pretty much anything you want with it. It also runs in console mode in a shell. So I'm reading here, this allows for easy automation, repeating album generation tasks through batch files, etc. So yeah, plus it's free. So that's good to know. You can check this out at jalbum.net. They've got samples there. All sorts of different cool shiznit. I recommend it very highly. Just because I like it. It's got Shockwave stuff too, I believe, in there. So go download it if you're interested in doing albums. Personally, I find it a little bit easier than the Gallery software. I've had nothing but trouble with Gallery, and I find it's a bitch. So I'm happy with JAlbum. I like it. It does what I want it to, and it does it very fast. So go JAlbum. So I know this doesn't really matter, but I'm looking at my desktop right now, and my Windows desktop, I should say. As opposed to my Linux desktop, it is completely packed. On my Linux desktop, let me get to it real quick, I have a whole two icons, trash and home. I'm using KDE, by the way, on that. And on XP over here, I've got quite a few more than two. I've got probably about 30 picture files, a bunch of folders, a bunch of shortcuts, some music. Why I have the music there, I don't know. I have a couple of setup applications. Got all sorts of different stuff. So, what I want you to do, I want you to send me your desktop pictures, and I will publish them on the forums. Or you can post them on the forums, whatever you want to do. Either way, I can host it on the web server of mine. If you don't have a spot, email it to me. At shada@underfireradio.com, SCHEDA. And I will host that for you. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and open Mr. Photoshop himself right now, and I will go ahead and post my picture of my desktop. Desktop. So, go ahead and do that. And while you do, listen to me rant and rave and get pissed off at probably nothing worth listening to. So, enjoy it. Well, now, I think I'm going to talk about port scanners. Some free ones, preferably. You got a bunch of them out there. Like, you've got Nmap, which is pretty much the standard, as far as that goes. It's a command line one. It's pretty good, in my opinion. I don't really use it, but it's very versatile. If you like to have all sorts of different variables you can put in there, it works quite well. You've got Scanline, which used to be Fscan. It's also a command line port scanner. I've never used that one, but I've heard good things about it. And you've also got something else by Foundstone, Superscan, which is supposed to be a great one. It's supposed to be very powerful. It's a pinger as well, and a resolver. So, you can do a lot of stuff with that. I know Berserk uses Superscan. I believe Berserk does, yeah. Shields Up is supposed to be a pretty good one. It's supposedly pretty, what's the word? Invisible. Excuse me. Anyway, it's supposed to be pretty invisible as far as that goes, so that the other end isn't going to see all these probes, you know, getting shot at it. You've got firewalls.com port scan. It's a web-based scan. They're accurate, but if you do a complete network scan, like some of these can, Nmap, one of them, it's going to be a lot better. You've got PortScan 2000, which is a pretty good one. I haven't personally used this one, but you can scan, or you can choose what ports you want and how many. Right now, I believe it only runs port scans on your own computer, though. But if you're into that kind of thing, you know, pen testing yourself, it's pretty good. Personally, I prefer to use LAN scan, though. LANSCAN. I find it great. Again, these are all Windows-based, with the exception of the Internet-based one. But I love it. It's not a free one. I do not have the new one. But I love the way it works. It's pretty fast. I don't know about how invisible it is. You can change the speed. You can probe all sorts of different IPs as far as, like, what are they called? Well, my mind is going blank here. You can scan port ranges. That's what I'm looking at. You can do port ranges, which a lot of the others can. You can do all ports. You can choose which ports you want to scan. It'll give you pretty accurate results as far as what's running on which port. From there, you could, if you were a bad evil man, I suppose, or pen testing yourself, you could go find different vulnerabilities for them, for whatever's running on them. And I believe it also does a footprint of the system, so it figures out what operating system it's running. I haven't used it in a couple weeks, but I believe it does that as well. Let me go ahead and open it up here just to make sure. You can ping, you can ping and scan, you can scan only. You can log it all. You can choose your connection timeout and your ping timeout, which is cool. You can schedule scans, and you can alert yourself by email. You can compare scans, you can schedule them, you can do all sorts of things. You can import ranges from different files. It's pretty versatile. I like it. Again, it's only Windows-based, though. So if you're Linux-only, you're kind of screwed over there. But then again, you're probably using something like Nmap or whatever else there is. I know there's a bunch of them as far as... I know Nopix STD and Auditor both come with stuff. Let me go ahead and check on my thing here. I've got all sorts of stuff. I've got... What do I got? Got OS detection stuffs. Nmap, Queso, Xprobe 2, passive OS fingerprinting, P0F, Cheops, I don't know how you say it. Again, you've got all sorts of things, timestamp, netmask, netenium, nmap FE, GTK knocker, all sorts of crap. Well, not really crap, but you know what I mean. So anyway, they are very abundant. Personally, I recommend getting yourself a live CD and, well, probably Auditor, in my opinion, just because, you know, I love it. And they've got all sorts of security tools on here. If you go under Auditor and scanning, you have all sorts of different things. Protocol scanners, router scanners, SMB scanners, web server scanners, all sorts of stuff. I recommend it very, very, very highly. Go ahead and check that out. Like I said, personally, I use LandScan, though, so, yep, enjoy yourself and find some port scanners. And now, for the closing music, this is Across Five Aprils, a song called Blue Eyed Suicide. You can buy their CD at Best Buy, FYE, and Amazon.com. Go to their website at www.across5aprils.us.
I guess I